Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3,
to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Magical Engineer Frank is ready. I'm ready. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network and WWCR and other networks. We have a great show. We are going to be talking about blood detector. Yeah, there's a new test. Medicine has one. And we're going to talk about what that may mean. We also have a quack report. But before we get into all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. I hope you are too. I'm minding the time because it grows short. And today's devotional is something that a listener by the name of Susan brought to my attention. Thank you, Susan. This is in Psalms 42, and we're all the way down here in verse 11. Now, Psalms 42, if you've not read it, it's David's kind of praying to God, asking him, you know, why the delay in answering prayer. He feels like God's kind of shut him out a little bit. So, but he hasn't lost his faith and hope in the Lord. He says this, "Why art thou cast down, O Lord, my soul? Why hast thou disquieted within me? hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. I thought that was beautiful. The health of my countenance. So when you have a countenance is, you know, your face. You know, people, you can tell by looking at people's faces if they're not feeling well, if they're upset about something. Your countenance is an expression of what's going on inside. So he is the health of thy countenance. That's what God is. Yeah, if your soul's close to his, you're going to have that. Amen. I love it. And without further ado. Oh, mind the time, it grows short. Seek the Lord's face, because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. Hey, did you hear about New York? That COVID quarantine isolation order was ruled unconstitutional. Did you hear about that, Frank? Yep, this was a court judge, Ronald Plotz. He said in the ruling that the tyranny of the governor of New York. He said it was severe deprivation of individual liberty and deprives New Yorkers of their constitutional rights. So that was a big no. And so New York governor did not provide, he said, evidence of scientific data or expert testimony on why this was necessary. He goes on to say, the quote, the judge says, involuntary quarantine may have far-reaching consequences such as loss of income, employment, isolation from family. So the governor's rules for isolation and quarantine, he says, was tyrannical and unsubstantiated by science. Well, and he also went on to say that, you know, there's a process, a legal process that governors and people like that have to go through, and they have to get scientific evidence by the health departments and stuff, those kind of, you know, health experts to, you know, substantiate what they're saying. And governor didn't think needed that. Well, guess what? Don't you love it when righteousness stands? I do. All right, moving along the quack report. Sudden and unexpected, 11 vaccinated people dropped dead on the Italian beach within a 24-hour period. Yeah, Italians over there, they're big into the COVID vaccine, apparently. Anybody under 11, well, 11 to 60 years of age, they're all getting the shots over there. But they said this is quite the phenomenon. Healthy vacationers dropping dead from sudden, unexpected, quote, medical emergencies. So they said worldwide beachgoers are collapsing while walking the beach or swimming. They said many of them are suffering from cardiac arrest, and at the beginning of July, in just 24 hours, 11 vacationers dropped dead on the Italian beach. So as of July 2022, almost 48.7 million people in Italy have received two doses of the COVID vaccine, and 90.1% of the population over 12 years of age have received the booster shot. All right, so, interesting. Moving along, last but not least in the quack report. Giant swarms of locusts ravaging 80% of the crops and livestock feed in Russia. Talk about plague, like, you know, Egyptian plague? Giant swarms of locusts have ravaged 80% of the crops and livestock feed in Yakutia, a republic of northeastern Russia. Insects have been destroying crops, region near the Black Sea. Russian media is reporting local authorities have no idea how to get rid of them. Nothing happens without God's permission. You ever hear that one? Seek the Lord's face. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
All right. Thank you, Frank. All right. We're going to talk about the blood detector. Yeah. Yeah, Clouseau. Well, he's the inspector. So, but we're going to talk about this blood analysis, you know, new test. Non-invasive, though. Non-invasive. But, you know, we've heard about blood analysis reports, science has been able to, you know, detect blood traces at crime scenes and find out what the blood type is of the person, so on and so forth, you know. But the test science has now been working with recently is different than what they had to work with in the past. So in the past, when they were trying to detect cancer cells, a million cancer cells would have to be in one spot in order to show up on one of their studies. Otherwise, it couldn't really detect it. So what is really new is science is saying they have developed a test to detect cancer cells in your blood. That's right. So they call it a liquid biopsy. Ooh. Yep. According to the research at University of Central Florida, a new liquid biopsy test can find cancer cells in human blood. So cancer can, they say, develop anywhere in the body, and what the research is looking at is what is called a mastocytic cancer cell in the blood. So if you don't know what mastocytic cancer cells are, they are cells that spread from a place where the first cancer formed. So these are cells that break away from the original cancer mass and travel through the bloodstream or your lymphatic system. So these cancer cells only last a few hours and can they can actually tell scientists what type of cancer you have. So these cells can then form even new tumors in different areas of the body, and the blood biopsy marks cancer cells within the blood. And you may be saying, well, how does it do that? Well, it's not using a dye, but they use a protein called chepapurin, and they find that a lot of cancer cells are misshaped or malformed. And this protein can kind of identify those misshapen cells. So cancer cells are really not normal. They have mutated. They don't look or function like normal cells. And they have proteins that fold differently within the cell. So a lot of times you have you have folds, just like in the layers of an onion, when you cut into an onion. So within your cells, you have protein layers, and each layer of protein has a messenger in it. It kind of tells the cell what to do. It's like a marching order kind of thing, an encrypted code, so that the cell can open the fold and then know what it should do. So, but with your cancer cells, their folds are all weird. Apparently, science says they fold differently within the cell. So this is a new liquid biopsy, they say, can supposedly find cancer spreader cells. And this research states that it will be very useful to test in order to identify and even monitor anyone that has active cancer cells, such as lung or breast cancer. So what'd you say, Frank? Oh, the PCR test can do this? It just amplifies whatever is there. Now, Frank, yeah, we've been hearing a lot about those who get treated with the COVID serum. If they had cancer before and got better, or if they are in remission, it just brings the cancer back, and it's worse. It's worse. It's bad. I mean, doctors are speaking out about this. It's just like a mushroom bomb. Well, let's talk about cancer, the cancer farm, if you will, because what does really cancer need to thrive on? Well, according to this research, proteins. Cancer cells need proteins. So the cancer cells live on proteins, and they use them to travel through the body, and cancer cells have higher amounts of protein called chepapurin. So here's a quote from Dr. Annette Khalid, University of Central Florida. She says, carrier cells are hungry for protein. And let's see, she goes on to say the liquid biopsy can help detect and identify cancer cells that may be of a dangerous type and can alert doctors that their patient is either relapsing or not responding to treatment, end of quote. So it's kind of a breakthrough thing here that she's kind of discovered and made. Frank says, I heard sugar feeds cancer. Yeah, I've heard that too. The cancer needs the proteins in order to spread, to metastasize. And, well, we'll get to a little bit more of that in just one moment. So basically what they're saying in this report, without protein, the cancer cells can't fold their proteins and they starve and die. Well, let's look at what science discovers within your dandelion root. We've talked about that before, but we have some new research here. This is research reports on the dandelion leaf. They say has just the leaf part of the plant has 4.7% protein, and the white curd liquid inside the plant has 15.93% protein, and then the dandelion root has 55.43% protein. Now, research from Windsor Medical University in 2012, and I've mentioned this numerous times, they were stating that after testing dandelion extract on cancer cells, they noticed that the cancer cells sucked up the dandelion and then committed suicide. So cell death happened to the cancer cell. Now, apparently the protein source attracts the cancer cell, but there is a Trojan horse inside the plant, and the healthy cells are really not affected by dandelion roots. So the cancer cell goes for the protein from the dandelion, and it also gets another compound in the dandelion that kills the cancer cell. This is what research is now thinking about dandelion. Now, in the 2012 science report, they weren't really sure, what it was, what the compound in dandelion was that did that. Okay, so the National Library of Medicine confirmed the cancer-fighting ability of dandelion reported by Dr. Pandey at the Windsor Medical University in Quebec, Canada study. So they also think they found the compounds in the dandelion root that could be responsible for killing the cancer. Let me read you a quote. This is from National Library of Medicine, 2016. And they say, we found the activation of multiple death pathways in cancer cells by dandelion root extract. It was revealed by gene expression analysis showing the expression of genes implicating in programmed cell death. So they're thinking there might be not just one compound that's in your beautiful dandelion, but it's a combination of stuff. They go on to say the photochemical analysis of the extract showed complex multi-component composition of the dandelion root extract, including some known bioactive photochemicals such as amarin lipitol and teratoxetrol. So they say dandelion root extract could be a non-toxic and effective anti-cancer alternative, end of quote. So what's the next step then? What's medicine going to do with this knowledge? Well, science is really trying to isolate those compounds in dandelion in order to make cancer drugs. And at this juncture, they are considering using the dandelion root extract when the standard cancer drugs don't work. Okay, so they haven't really made their anti-cancer drugs yet from dandelion. So in a pinch, let's just give you the dandelion root extract when our other treatments aren't helping. They go on to say, the National Library of Medicine says, there are over 12 million new cancer cases arising annually and over 7 million cancer-related deaths worldwide. And even with the introduction of many chemotherapy approaches, cancer is still one of the leading causes of death in the world today. So I would say definitely, modern medicine doesn't really treat cancer very well. What'd you say, Frank? Isn't just wondering how we can believe anything these people have to say, given their performances over the last couple of decades. Well, yes, I know. That's true. But there's also been empirical, historical listings using dandelion for a lot of things. There's a lot of herbs that help with cancer. They're really poo-pooed by medicine, so I think out of desperation, some of these studies may be done by doctors that have, somebody close to them with cancer, and the stuff that medicine has isn't helping, so they're looking for something else. Well, I want to mention this. There are some postings on the internet, because I have found some postings that are supposed to debunk internet misinformation, and sites disguised even as medical research are stating that the research promoting dandelion root as a cancer therapy, they say, is a hoax, a myth, and such misinformation should be discredited. So the cancer medical complex is extensive, and a lot of money's at stake. So if the average person could cure cancer with an inexpensive and natural product, where would that leave university cancer research, pharmaceuticals producing chemotherapy drugs, and hospitals that administer those treatments? It's all about the money, right? Here's a quote from National Library of Medicine. They want to say, Frank. Are you hearing that? Play, and it's an echo. I don't know. Magical engineer will work his magic. I'm garbled, he says. Well, not sure what to think about. Anything that... I mean, I'm just a talent. All right, so maybe it'll shake itself out. Let's hope so. They did work on the lines recently here, Frank. I'm hoping it's not from that. All right, so the National Library of Medicine says natural health products and natural products have been essential in the development of many drugs, with 80% of the currently available chemotherapies having been derived from natural sources, plants, microbia, marine sources, etc. So even with all the incoming evidence, herbal medicines and other natural therapies are usually shunned. Yeah, so they're really saying they know natural medicines that are helpful are shunned by medicine. They're debunked by medicine. Yeah. Hang on one second there, Frank. Okay, I'm back. What I just did helps with the signal. I don't think it is. Should we take a pause, Frank? Should we take an early break? Waiting for Frank, the mastermind on the board. Oh, he says no. Okay, so the National Library of Medicine is saying there's incoming evidence that herbal medicines and other natural therapies are usually shunned by medicine. So let's look at the dandelion as having some power. And this is medicine confirming this. They say, according to the National Library of Medicine, they are convinced that dandelion has sufficient anti-cancer action and medicine should take it seriously. Here is a quote for their report. Some scientific studies report anti-inflammatory, antioxidative, and diuretic action of various parts of the plant. This is resources, the Integrative Medicine Journal of 2009. They go on to say recent studies from our lab show a strong anti-cancer activity of the dandelion root extract causing cancer cell death within 48 hours of treatment. So dandelion root retarded the growth of human colon models of cancer cells by more than 90%. and all experiments, they say, were repeated at least 3 independent times. And that's from the National Library of Medicine Institute of Health 2016 report. So it's not, you know, on a whim. They checked it out 3 times. They go on to say another study a year later, also by the National Library of Medicine, November 2017, said this. The compounds from natural sources such as dandelion can serve as a reservoir of potent bioactive compounds that might inhibit different forms of cancer without any side effects. End of quote. So Science Direct even posted some research of September 2012 on how dandelion root extract helps with colon cancer. And you got to notice these studies used an extract of dandelion and not tea or dandelion root pills. So the reason is your extracts are going to be the most potent form, get more power. Now, ancient medicine, if we go a little bit further back, the ancient world used dandelion. It was used to improve things like digestion, liver function, to purify the blood, to reverse rheumatism, and expel kidney stones, and a whole lot more. So most natural healers, they know that the bitter herbs contain the organic compounds to help stimulate the body to heal itself. And dandelion has those bitter compounds. They're called saponins and salicylatone lactones. And one of the medicinal advantages dandelion offers is its abundance of minerals. There's more minerals than what you find in spinach. Okay, according to the research chemist Mark Peterson, dandelion, especially the root of dandelion, has a very balanced mineral profile. It's high in beta-carotene, vitamin A, which is stored in your liver, and dandelion has been known to assist with things like inflammation, muscle spasms, and fluid retention. So dandelion can accomplish that while it soothes digestive tracts and also helps balance gut flora because it contains inulin and pectin, which is a mucilaginous compound. So dandelion's more than just a weed. Okay, there is really no doubt. I think dandelion offers some really nice cleansing benefits, and that's why you'll see them often listed in the cleansing formulas. We also have more reasons today that we need to cleanse our organs, than ever before, and we can tap into God's perfect engineered herbs for food and medicine. And you're going to find dandelion root in many of the formulas at Apothecary Herbs, as well as extract of dandelion root tincture. And don't forget, you want to check out their blood cleanse formula, which also helps sweep the blood of cancer cells. So you got some tools there. Give Apothecary Herbs a call. Ask for their free product catalog. The number's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Online, ThePowerHerbs.com. And they also have the smallpox formula called Pitcher's Plant. It's now available. And all your herbal liquids have a 10-year shelf life. Ooh, I can see by the clock we got to take a break, but we'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Wendy Wilson, and we're still having some disruption. A good thing. Well, we're going to be talking a little bit about some minerals that link to high pressure here. So we're finding out that a lot of times the right balance of minerals is extremely important to health. So when our body does not really get the organic minerals, our balance can experience malfunction anywhere in the body. An example would be some researchers at the American Physiological Society found that without the right amount of zinc, we can have cardiovascular or kidney problems. And without the minerals, we can have gastrointestinal, muscular, hormonal, or nervous system malfunction. Has recently found that minerals like to work synergistically with other minerals in other nutrients. So nutritional balance relies on nutrients working together in this perfect chemistry and harmony, if you will. So when minerals are isolated and taken in a supplement mega dose, these can create more of an imbalance and, you know, make health problems even worse. An example is mineral imbalances which affect neurotransmitters, hormones. These can have a psychological malfunction in the system. And two ways that we deplete our minerals is with not really great diets and taking prescription meds which flush minerals out of the system. Here is a quote from Heil Krass. He's an MD, author of Supplement Your Prescription, What Your Doctor Doesn't Know About Nutrition. He says, the truth is that every medication, including over-the-counter drugs, depletes your body of specific vital nutrients. So it's up to us to keep that balance going. And scientific medicine is excelled at identifying chemicals and pathogens and genes and even mapping out the physiological human brain. But isolating body parts and their function has been kind of a mainstay in medicine. Isolating chemicals from natural sources has also been part of the science that has lent itself to drug productions. Therefore, isolating synthetic substances for drugs or supplements is a kind of a leftover approach, which has its drawbacks. Isolated chemical agents are just that. They're stripped elements which are often seen in nature. They're usually accompanied by other chemical properties, like alkaloids, minerals, vitamins, enzymes, amino acids. So when you have those missing pieces, the isolated agent works very differently or even not at all. So this is a premise being behind the drug side effects, which, you know, most people suffer from when they're taken, even over-the-counter stuff. It's another way of saying the drugs cause disease. That's what a side effect really is. If it wasn't a disease, well, it's a drug-induced disease, yes, but if it wasn't a disease, a doctor couldn't write another prescription for your symptoms. Now, according to Dr. Cass, the mainstream drugs most Americans take that can cause significant nutrient depletion are blood pressure medications, like your beta blockers, diuretics, usually those kind of things go along with congestive heart failure treatments, cholesterol statin drugs, antacids, the acid blockers, the proton pump inhibitor drugs, your antihistamines, your diabetic drugs, your antidepressants, hormone replacement medications, and antibiotics. These all have a very much big whack to the chemistry balance inside the system. But minerals are pretty potent with regard to helping the body function normally. So in our drug culture, though, a prescription drug will deplete the system of important minerals, which are required to support our metabolism. So before you know it, you can have a myriad of health problems, such as cardiovascular issues, renal failure, digestive malfunction, or even depression. So drugs are not meant to be used long-term, or we can run the risk of mineral depletion and very much ill health. So sometimes a lot of these drugs you're on for years and years and years, they weren't really designed for that. So doctors are over-prescribing on some of that stuff. Well, let's look at this link. This is American Psychological Society, which was published in January 2019, the American Journal of Physiological Renal Physiology. They stated that if you have low zinc levels, it can be responsible for hypertension and kidney malfunction. Now, according to the research report, when we are depleted in zinc, it complicates disease like type 2 diabetes and chronic kidney disease. Low zinc levels, they say, invites high blood pressure and can magnify the negative effects of sodium chloride, which is your refined salt. And scientific medicine is seeking to see these links between poor nutrition and disease, but it prefers to create really a vaccine instead for hypertension. So, yeah, they know about these nutritional links causing disease, but they rather just give you a vaccine. Here's a quote from Dr. David Watts. He says, minerals are the spark plugs of life because they are required to activate hundreds of enzyme reactions within the body. Plants manufacture vitamins and minerals, and they're taken from the soil. So if you don't have healthy soil, you don't have healthy plants, and if you don't have healthy plants, you just don't have health, period. It all starts with the soil. So now zinc is a mineral that you do find in soil, and if the soil is rich and healthy with minerals, the zinc is taken up by the plant. So when you eat your plants, you should get the correct balance of zinc. And zinc is also mined to be used in various industries and in various products. It's also in your cosmetics. It's used to coat steel to prevent corrosion. And it's the key alloy in making brass. So without zinc, your cell phone wouldn't even work because zinc is in the batteries. Wow, zinc's very important. And, you know, with the COVID thing, people that were chronically low in zinc lost their sense of taste and smell. It wasn't that the COVID did that. It was they were low in zinc that did that. Let's look at the zinc for health for a second, because it's real important that zinc is very, it's a very unique mineral, and it's used to remove impurities even from water. So it is believed that the German alchemists, Paracelsus, named the mineral during the medieval period. So most of us remember hearing in the 1970s that zinc was an important mineral for the healthy immune system, and it still is. And you're going to find the correct balance of zinc in the medicinal herbs, which support the immune system. So zinc is also very important for healthy nails. So your wounds will heal fast. It's needed for healthy pregnancies. It improves virility and improves our senses, our sense of smell and taste. So the largest zinc mine in the world is called Red Dog Mine. It's in Alaska. Zinc's important. Everything in balance, everything in a fine balance that God created. So if you're lacking zinc, some of the signs would be your wounds take longer to heal. It takes longer for you to get over infections. Also, you may have a loss of appetite and loss of sense of smell. So this is all textbook here. It's the zinc. And if you notice, the people that really had trouble with COVID and lost their sense of taste and smell, most likely they were on prescription drugs, which flushed the zinc and other minerals right out of their system. So if the zinc deficiency isn't corrected, the next sign, the signs you would see in your body would be loss of energy. You feel really lethargic. You may have mental health issues. Also, your arteries of the body can tend to harden, which isn't good. Your skin, you could get rashes on your skin. You could experience hair loss. In children, it can give children stunted growth. It also could delay the onset of puberty for them. Pregnant women, if they're low in zinc, risk damaging the fetus because zinc is used in cell division and growth. And also, red blood cells are supposed to be rich with zinc, and without it, the cells break apart. Not good. Not good at all. And let's see. How do we deplete ourselves from zinc? Well, we kind of went over one of the main ones, which was, you know, taken over the counter or prescription meds that can really flush the zinc right out. But let's just look. If we find most zinc deficient people are those who are kind of relying on grains as a zinc source. So whole grains have zinc binding substances called phthalates, which attach to zinc and block its absorption. So if you're eating too much grain in the diet, you're blocking your zinc absorption. Here are some other causes for zinc depletion. If you are a strict vegetarian and you omit all animal foods, your meat, your eggs, your milk, your cheese, then you can run the risk of a zinc depletion unless you get it another way. Vegetarians tend to eat more grains, which block the zinc absorption. Also, if you drink alcohol, which is above moderation, it interferes with the absorption of zinc, and it will accelerate the zinc loss through urine. Pregnancy and breastfeeding can lower the zinc nutrient in women, so they need to take care of and replenish the zinc. Also, the elderly tend to be low in zinc due to poor eating habits, so limited budgets, you know, they just aren't eating what they should, and if they're living alone, it doesn't they don't bother to cook for themselves is basically the issue. And let's look at the drug therapies real quick. There are many prescription medications and over-the-counter drugs that will strip the zinc from our body. Drug companies are really not required to do nutrient depletion studies on their products. So here is a brief list of the ones that will drop your zinc in a skinny minute. Prescription diuretics will cause the body to void out your minerals, including zinc, through the urine. If you're on antacids a lot, anti-inflammatory medications, your non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, also your anticonvulsants, your antiviral drugs, your birth control drugs, your cardiovascular drugs, and your ulcer drugs will all reduce your zinc. And some people worry, well, can I overdo the zinc? You know, I'm taking a zinc supplement. Can I overdo it? Well, it's kind of hard to overdose on zinc, but the symptoms would be, if you had too much, you would have vomiting and diarrhea. But taking too much zinc can produce also a copper deficiency in your body. So you need copper to protect your bones, your hemoglobin, your red blood cells, your skin. So when zinc is presented in whole foods, the risk of overdoing your zinc is pretty much zero. Oh, another reason to avoid the isolated synthetic supplements is, you know, you don't have the chemistry balanced and those kind of things. Go whole food, you know. Your medicinal herbs will have zinc, high zinc profiles in it, but it'll be a balanced chemistry. Echinacea root has high zinc profile. So does astragalus root. So those two are very much immune support herbs as well. But some here are some foods that you'll find are pretty good zinc profiles too. Oysters, if you eat shellfish, wheat germ, beef, turkey, crab, liver, cheese, pumpkin seeds, squash, beans, nuts, fish, and eggs. So those are going to have your zinc in there. And like I said, the herbs that have your high zinc profile, I just gave you two, but bilberry, skullcap, capsaicin, your hot peppers, sage, pennyroyal, wild jam, spirulina, chickweed, nettle, parsley, Siberian ginseng, and dulse seaweed will all have really good zinc profiles for you. One of the other things that I found in some research on zinc, it offers some pretty good protection against some diseases. One of them would be cancer. Zinc assists the immune system to keep cancer cells from spreading, so the metastasizing thing is reduced. And it is really no surprise that herbs that help fight cancer will have zinc in them, like your dandelion root we just talked about. Isn't that something? God figured that out a long time ago. Well, and you want to demand the whole food nutrients for sure, because you're going to have that chemistry only God can do. So when you get your minerals in whole food forms, even your supplements, if they're a whole food, they're not isolated, they're whole food stuff, you're going to be getting 100% bioavailable substance there. It's the proper chemistry. Now, some call this whole food matrix of nutrition. So with your whole food sources, you will also get the proper percentage of other nutrients, such as magnesium, copper, iron, chromium, selenium, silicon, and boron, very important nutrients, especially for bones. So these are all essential nutrients for life. Okay, we take all the water away from our bodies, we're just a pile of minerals, see? So this means you will not require a lot of mega doses of isolated stuff when you got the proper mineral balance in your whole foods. It's a perfect system God created there. So when you want calcium, you got to have boron and magnesium, or you're not really getting calcium. And you find that in calcium, plants that have calcium, it'll have the boron and magnesium already there. So there's no guesswork. God did it for you. So the isolated synthetic supplements are going to be often recommended in mega doses to try to mimic the action in your organic whole food sources. So, but it's just not the same, you know. It's just not the same. So you got some sources there. You've got people are bombarded every day by supplement choices. I know it can be kind of confusing and overwhelming. You just kind of glaze over. I'm like, ugh. But you want stuff that's kind of pure and the less processing, the better typically. Certified organic till standard ingredients. So people have a hard time because they're so prone and conditioned to look at bottles of pills, okay, whether it be pharmaceutical or supplement form, you know. But the thing is when you read your labels, if let's say you're looking for vitamin C, if it says ascorbic acid, it's an isolated form of vitamin C, all that ascorbic acid's coming from China. They don't make really good stuff, in my opinion. But I would prefer the label to say vitamin C derived from rose hips. It has rose hips in there. Perfect form of vitamin C. Lovely. And so you get the gist, right? You get the gist. So like if you had a calcium supplement, it should say calcium from horsetail herb, oat straw, comfrey leaf, lobelia, something like that. Yeah. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs have the whole food supplement down. I mean, they that's what they specialize in. And it's all organic, till standard. It's professional grade. It's what your practitioners would buy and sell you, but you can buy direct from them. So your liquids have a 10-year shelf life, and your herbal powders have a 5-year shelf life when they're properly stored in an environmentally controlled area. So give them a call at Apothecary Herbs and get their product catalog, because you're going to learn how to do organ cleansing to extend the health and vitality of organs. You're going to learn how to boost your immune system and bring it up to normal levels. You're going to learn how to strengthen your metabolism so you're not dependent on drugs for life. You're going to learn a lot of stuff, and you're going to be empowered. And it's really not that hard. It's like you learn to tie your shoes as a kid and brush your teeth. You're going to learn this. It's not hard. It shouldn't be like rocket science. It should be easy and natural, right? So this is what it is. Thepowerherbs.com. If you want to check them out there, give them a call at 866-229-3663. This is Apothecary Herbs. And some people say, well, why does their website say the Power Herbs instead of Apothecary Herbs? That's because people have trouble spelling apothecary. Yeah. So thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call at 866-229-3663 and, you know, get their catalog and start, you know, someplace. Sign up for their newsletters. You can start there, too. They're free online. Go to their website and under books and newsletters and sign up for free, and you'll get health information each and every week that'll be eye-opening and empowering. Yeah, you just didn't know you could do these things because you didn't know you could do them and you didn't have tools to do them. See, and the other thing you should remember is herbs are not supposed to be like drugs for life, like prescription heart meds and stuff like that. They're supposed to bridge the gap, bring your system up to wellness because they're balancing the chemistry, helping the body heal itself. And then if you need some from time to time as a maintenance dose, fine. But you're not supposed to be tied to it. The medicinal herbs are there to kind of bridge a gap. Now, some people, you know, may have to do more of a maintenance dose. It just depends on your genetics, but it's not like prescription drug therapies. It's not that way. So light at the end of the tunnel there. You're not going to be bound to something else, but it's a nice strengthening option for you. We got a few minutes here, and I just wanted to mention, since we talked about in the quack report, we got some grasshopper plagues, so the swarms of locusts. Remind you of the plagues of Egypt. So we've got all kinds of plagues. You know, we've got that. We also have, you know, swine flu from pigs. We have hantavirus from rodents. We have SARS from coronaviruses. We have Nipah virus from bats, Hendra virus from horses, Ebola from bats, COVID from modified human viruses, and I believe it was a dog canine virus originally back in the 80s when they were playing around with it in New York. But
But, you know, we were warned about this time. The Bible is you know, looking down the ages of time and was warning us about this, the time in which you lived, the end of days. Moses said in Deuteronomy 28, "Moreover, God will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which you are afraid of, and they will cleave to you. Also, every sickness and every plague, which is not written in the book of this law, them the Lord will bring upon you until you be destroyed." So, yeah, they didn't have Ebola and COVID and Nipah and SARS during, you know, that they knew of back then. But we had all kinds of plagues coming up. Now, you've got that smallpox kind of floating out there called monkeypox. Most people get over it pretty quickly, unless they have an underlying health issue, which can compromise it for them. But the pitcher's plant, the Library of Science was astonished in their report, and they said so in their report, how fast pitcher's plant destroyed the smallpox or monkeypox virus. They couldn't believe it. It was very efficient, speedily efficient, they said. So they were kind of just going on a thing from the 19th century. They were reading reports that they were using pitcher's plant to get rid of smallpox in the 19th century. So they just wanted to try it out, test it out. And they tested a tincture of the pitcher's plant. And sure enough, it did it. So, you know, people in history, you don't pass on medicinal health information to your children that doesn't work. You don't do that. You pass on what does work. That's empirical history passed down. And this is why, you know, women always had herb gardens in their backyard. They had their vegetable, but they always had a section for herbs because that was their medicinal, you know, agents that they were using. And all that information was passed down from mother to daughter because they were the ones that grew the herbs and used them medicinally. Dr. Mom, if you will. So we gotta get back to the simple stuff that, before we all lose this, for sure. We got rid of salt, which is your 84 microminerals, by distilling it and making it into sodium chloride, which is bad. If you get whole food salt, it's a different dynamic, and it supports cardiovascular function rather than wrecks it. So we just have lost a lot of knowledge, and we need to start digging that back up and using it, because simpler times, there's a lot to be said for simpler times. I think we're happier in simpler times. I know I feel a little bit, I don't know. The technology today, there's no break from it. There's just no peace, you know. But anyway, I'm running out of time. So get your pandemic kits, your heart attack packs, your snake bite kits. People at Apothecary Herbs have a bunch of stuff there. You'll definitely want to check them out. 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.